Guy that knows SEC baseball, basketball, football extremely well. He is with the SEC Radio Network and IMG Sports. Brad Law joining us on the Bud Light March the Championship Hotline. How are you today, sir, in lovely Winston-Salem?
I am outstanding. How is Gainesville, Florida? Isn't technology beautiful?
It's a great thing when I can sit here in a hotel room in Gainesville on Skype, connected back to Tuscaloosa, Alabama, where you are connected from the worldwide headquarters of IMG Sports there in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Technology's cool.
It's a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. Well, what's on the agenda today? What's reigning in the headlines in Tuscaloosa?
All right. I want to go a little bit different route from what we've been talking a lot with the NCAA tournament and Greg Marshall, Izzy or Ainey. As far as Tuscaloosa is concerned, I want to hit a couple things that will impact indirectly Alabama basketball next year, regardless of who is patrolling the sidelines for the Crimson Tide. Two key players within the league announcing today, or at least there are reports out that two of them will be gone. Let's start right here in Gainesville. Michael Frazier, the Gator guard, expected to bypass his senior year, go into the draft. That's what ESPN.com is reporting. Frazier, 6'4", averaged a dozen points, 4 rebounds per game, and looks like he could be a second-round pick in June. To me, one of the reasons we were on an uptick this season, in the SEC, Brad, is because guys like Jarrell Martin, Michael Frazier, Bobby Portis, just to name a few, that probably could have gone a year ago, opted to come back for another year. So what's your initial reaction to Michael Frazier? And I'll combine that with LSU's Jarrell Martin, who did make it official today. He is bolting from Baton Rouge to the NBA.
I'm a little more surprised that Frazier is going than I am Jarrell Martin. Frankly, I think that if I'm a player and I believe I have NBA capabilities and I had the kind of season that Jarrell Martin had, I might frankly look at the way my last two games of the year ended and the strategy implied there and go, all right, how much am I going to improve with another year of college coaching, of college play? Or would I be better to go and take my tremendous ability and the fact that the draft, now the NBA drafts a ton on potential and projections, and I might be better off to go ahead and make some money next year and get a year under my belt and kind of take my chances with the draft and so on and so forth. So for Michael Frazier, I think that the staff at Florida, I think they develop players very well. I think there's an influx of very young talent coming in, but I thought his growth sort of hit a wall this year. And, maybe he feels like there's not any more growing that he can do at the college level. And he's ready to make that jump. So, I think the influx of young talent means the drop-off in the quality of the league next year. I don't think it's going to be there. I don't think it's going to drop off. I'm a little surprised that Frazier is going to go ahead and make that jump. Not very surprised that Jarrell Martin is making the leap.
All right. A year ago this time, Auburn made huge news. They had hired Bruce Pearl as their coach. It drew immediate attention to the program. Mississippi State this weekend with a guy you and I know have known for quite a while, and I know both have great respect for, in Scott Strickland, AD at Mississippi State, stuns a lot of people and goes out and makes the change. Rick Ray's gone after 3 years and brings in to Starkville, Mississippi, a guy whose most recent coaching job was in Los Angeles, California, Ben Howland. To the SEC, that's a major, major headline as well.
It's huge, and I think what we're seeing now is the Southeastern Conference and athletic directors and others who make these decisions say, well, the model for football was to invest and shoot for the moon, and that's what's going to happen. I mean, that's why the Alabama name, the Alabama job, if it doesn't go to a Greg Marshall or another super name, it's going to leave fans a little bit deflated. Fans in Knoxville right now, they want to be excited about Donnie Pindle, but he wasn't a superstar name. So they're tempering that a little bit. Folks in Auburn,
and they're worried, and I'm sorry, Brad, they may be worried that he's gone here in a few weeks, too, just because of the NCAA stuff.
No, you're right. And so the model for football has been, look, we've got the money. Let's invest in order to make, and you must do that. In college athletics now, at big-time programs and big-time conferences, especially in the league that, you know, is the leading conference athletically, and they want to strive for advancements and to be the leaders in every department. All right, well, facilities, major upgrades, coaches. You know, you look at the SEC football coaches from top to bottom 15 years ago. Look at the list now. It's a star-studded group, save maybe one or two places. Basketball, you're going to see 5 years from now, is going to be the same thing. Salaries are going to explode. Facilities are exploding. The SEC network money is there. And in order to win, they'll get a big, accomplished, proven name. And that's what Mississippi State did. So kudos to Scott Strickland for going out and getting a guy in Ben Howland who won a conference championship in the last year that he was a head coach. That UCLA team won 125 games and finished number one in the Pac-10 at the time, his last year as the coach. So, and he's a guy, it's very interesting now. We all want, every fan base wants immediate success. That's never been Ben Howland's style. He's always had a below 500 season in his first year at the helm, wherever he's coached, UCLA, Pitt, even Northern Arizona, going back to the early 90s. I don't expect it to be turned around immediately, but by year three, man, that thing's turned around and cruising. And so I think they have reason to be excited for the future in Starkville.
Let me ask you, more uneasiness today among fan bases, the one in Wichita, Kansas, or the one in Lexington, or anywhere throughout the state of Kentucky, for that matter? Because I think Wichita State fans, whether they believe Greg Marshall will go or not, they have to understand that it looks like Alabama is going to make a very serious offer and mm-hmm. is not just throwing Marshall's name out there to make Alabama look better. At the same time, there are reports, not that the NBA is interested in Calipari, because that's a given, but that the Kentucky head coach may have interest in going back to the league if he can find a way to run the table here in this NCAA tournament for Kentucky.
I think that because of the way you phrased the question, how much, where is there more uneasiness? I'll say Wichita, Kansas, because I don't know that even the threat of losing John Calipari is enough to make fans in Lexington uneasy. I mean, their unwavering confidence, because I'm diplomatic, their unwavering confidence is impressive. Man, they don't get rattled by anything. And in fact, it was interesting to sort of be close to the 8 million or so fans they had in Nashville for the SEC tournament a couple of weeks ago. You know, a guy would do something out on the floor, and Cal would yell at him, and the fans would start yelling at Calipari because he's yelling at the kids. Well, that's your fault, Cal. You didn't do it. So it's like the players can do no wrong, and it's kind of tough for John Calipari. Not that I'm singing a song of sympathy or would expect violin music to be playing for John Calipari, but right. I just don't think that's an uneasy thing for Kentucky fans. Kentucky fans believe we're Kentucky basketball. We're unbeatable. We're royalty in college hoops, and, you know, Cal leaves, the best coach in the country will want to come here and have the best talent in the country. I think that's the mindset. I don't think that that's based 100% in reality all the time, but that's why they're, you know, one passionate basketball fan base is not the most passionate basketball fan base in all the country. So much more uneasiness for Wichita, Kansas people tonight.
Real quick, and we'll kind of add, I don't know if uneasiness is the right way to go with this or not. Fans in Baton Rouge, LSU fans, not at all happy with the way this season kind of played out for the Tigers. They love the fact that Johnny Jones and that staff have signed the top player in high school basketball and Ben Simmons coming in next year, and another 4 or 5 star. They've got a top 5 class, maybe the number 1 class in the country. So they're excited about that, but they're not real wild. Johnny Jones does not have the best reputation as an in-game coach, and Eric Musselman, who is well thought of, that's part of that staff, announced today that he'll be the new head coach. Actually, it was announced yesterday, I'm sorry, that he is the new head coach at the University of Nevada. Is that cautious optimism, you think, down in the Bayou, as to where that program is going and where it will be over the course of the next couple of years?
I think there's a little bit of uneasiness because those couple of freshmen that are coming in. I think LSU was the only team that had a couple of that had two McDonald's All-Americans actually, to participate in the game or be named to rosters. So it'll be interesting to see what those two guys come in and how much they're able to offset the loss of a Jarrell Martin and how much that team comes together. I think basketball is such now, again, as opposed to 15, 20 years ago, as we see from Kentucky and Duke and this year with Arizona and some others, that, if you have two absolute superstar freshmen and then you have some role players, the talent alone carries you further now than it did a generation or so ago. Now, if next year you have the same sort of results, I mean, they're what, 22-11, I think, this year, it's very easily a team that could have won 25 games or 26 games. But they lost some close games, and there was some muttering about coaching decisions, and there's some questions about player development. We'll see. If talent alone carries them to another 22 to 25 win season, it'll be okay. If not, maybe not so much the number of wins, but the number of losses, and how many of those are close, and how many of those might justifiably depend on late coaching decisions. So. Yeah, I think they're excited now, considering this year and the way it ended as an anomaly. And they're looking to see what happens next season.
Always appreciate your time. Have a great weekend, and I will talk to you next week.
You too, my friend.